USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A shooting at a Walmart in Chesapeake, Virginia overnight left multiple people dead and several others injured. The shooter is confirmed deceased and more details will be available later this morning. Chesapeake Police Department spokesman Leo Kaczynski.
Multiple fatalities and multiple injured parties. With the Chesapeake Fire Department, we were able to put rescue and tactical teams together to go inside to provide life-saving measures. And then through the course of the investigation, we believe it was a single shooter, and we believe that shooter is deceased at this time. Officers are still on scene right now.
The White House on Tuesday announced that it's extending the pause on student loan repayments through June 30th, 2023. The latest extension comes as the Biden administration's student loan transfer plan remains in question because of the legalities. The Supreme Court on Tuesday cleared the way for Democrat-led House Ways and Means Committee to obtain President Trump's tax records from the Internal Revenue Service as part of an investigation into the service's presidential audit program. Bob Iger is wasting no time reorganizing Disney after being renamed the company's CEO. Bob said he plans to restructure the company, quote, in a way that honors and respects creativity as the heart and soul of who we are, end quote. The face of the COVID-19 pandemic will be scrutinized for his actions.
Some Republican members of Congress are calling for a probe into Dr. Anthony Fauci and his management of the COVID-19 pandemic after Republicans won the House majority in the next Congress. Dr. Fauci says he has nothing to hide.
I have no trouble testifying. We can defend and explain and stand by everything that we've said.
Dr. Fauci is stepping down from his government role next month. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thank you, Tim. We are USA Radio News.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
Representative Hakeem Jeffries, the Democrat from New York, the chair of the House Democratic Caucus, formally announced his bid to succeed House Speaker Nancy Pelosi as the House Democratic leader. Jeffries, a Brooklyn native and former New York State legislator, would be the first black leader of a party in Congress if confirmed. The leadership elections are scheduled for November 30th. A man in court in South Florida did the unthinkable.
A man in a Miami-Dade County courtroom waiting to hear the verdict on the armed robbery charges he was found guilty of after being in custody for 3 years attempted to cause himself serious harm. His family said he drank a cup of bleach, but don't know how he got it, and think the county should be more concerned about the safety of inmates. Here's what they told television station Local 10.
This should not be happening to people that's in custody. Very emotional for the whole family. We thought we were going to lose Jermaine that day.
The man had to be removed from that courtroom on a stretcher, but he's expected to be okay. From the USA Radio News Washington, D.C. Bureau, this is Victoria Idoni.
Mainstream media outlet CBS News has been ridiculed on Twitter since admitting Monday that the contents of the Hunter Biden laptop, which the Post first revealed more than 2 years ago, CBS News says now it's authentic. Thanks for listening. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay. Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, that's why I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.